with the RM.
And I will explain the, how to implement the DRM in the embedded system, and I will explain about the tangent kernel DRM. And also I will introduce the Axios DRM driver. Last is the future work. I would like to talk to this order. What is DRM? When you heard the word DRM, you think first of the digital write measurement. But here, DRM does not mean digital write measurement. DRM is the direct rendering measure here. Direct rendering measure is the kernel level graphics device driver. They support direct rendering infrastructure and controls the graphics hardware. Direct rendering infrastructure, also known as the DRI. DRI is the framework for allowing direct access to the graphics hardware under the X-Window system in a safe and efficient manner. What is the direct render here? Direct rendering is an application communicate directly with graphics hardware under the using DRI without X server. The first purpose of DRM was to use direct rendering, but the other features were added to the DRM. So current DRM can do display mode setting in the kernel, and current DRM has several graphics memory management. So I think the DRM is the kernel level graphics framework to do display mode setting and do graphics memory management as well as direct rendering. Next is, why do we use DRM? Many Linux distributions support the DRM to use the modern and powerful graphics hardware in a PC system, so user can experience variety and flexible display environment with desktop PC using DRM. But in the embedded system, we did not use DRM so far. If we have used the DRM in the embedded system, we would be able to give to user a display experience similar to PC system. However, why not use DRM in the embedded system until now? Because originally DRM was designed for graphics hardware of PC system. And embedded system has low performance than PC system. And the graphics hardware differs from that of PC system. For example, dedicated graphics memory such as video RAM, embedded system does not have. And embedded SoCs have many separated graphics hardware devices, but modern graphics hardware of PC system can do everything for display from one hardware device. At this state in the embedded system, we thought DRM did not fit for embedded system. So we had to use Linux frame buffer driver for display in the kernel. Now, embedded environment is changing quickly to have the better performance and powerful embedded SoCs are emerging everywhere. And embedded platform also has been advanced and complicated as long as desktop PC. So many requirements occurred from embedded environment. These requirements display hot plug feature, kernel and extended mode support, and it wants to use unified memory management and direct rendering, and it wants to use a varying device control with common interface. We thought these requirements can be supported by the DRM in the embedded system. And in the Tizen kernel, we choose the DRM for next display driver. So we have implemented the DRM for Tizen kernel at the kernel version 3.0.0 in-house kernel. By the way, unfortunately, the current released kernel does not include this DRM framework because the kernel version is raw, about 2.6.36. But I think maybe next release Tizen kernel will include the DRM framework. If so, what can you do with DRM? With DRM, you can export any image data from buffer to your device screen. The flow of display is known as the follows. Generic display pipeline is the buffer, CRTC, output, and monitor. For syncing any image data to your screen, first, you have to obtain any buffers, such as scanner buffer and off-screen rendering buffers. These buffers are attached to the CRTC. CRTC is the CRT controller. CRT is defined as the regional pixels, and so CRTC controls the size and timing of display signal. This includes the vertical and horizontal size and blank period. Output converts the data stream sent from CRTC into something monitor understands. So through this floor, you can see the image data from buffer to your device screen. Next, if we use DRM, we can provide flexible display environment with multiple displays. Because DRM can support variable display modes and can be easy to change the display mode. If we assume to have a smartphone and digital TV, we can use the smartphone with following possible modes: Pro mode and extended mode. These modes are supported by the desktop PC, but in the embedded system using DRM, we can use these modes. Okay. This is the Pro mode scenario. Smartphone and digital TV are connected with the HDMI, and then they are showing the same screen, such as phone UI. There are two CRTCs. One CRTC is for smartphone, and the other CRTC is for digital TV display. Because two CRTC point the same frame buffer, this frame buffer has phone UI image data. So this frame buffer is attached to the two CRTCs. So you can see same screen to the smartphone and digital TV. This is the curl mode. And next is the extended mode scenario. Smartphone and digital TV are connected with the HDMI 2, but they are showing different screens. Smartphone is showing the phone UI, but digital TV showing the another image, flower. Digital TV image is created by the phone, smartphone. There are two frame buffers and one CRTC for smartphone points the red dot line frame buffer, and the other CRTC points the blue dot line frame buffer. Two frame buffer has different images, so you can see different screen to the smartphone and digital TV. Another case, if we had just one frame buffer, like to black dot line frame buffer. In the case, also we can see different screen because CRTC can indicate different offset from frame buffer. So we can see different screen to the smartphone and digital TV. So this is the extended mode. So how to implement the DRM in the embedded system? Actually, embedded system has a similar display pipeline of PC system. So we wanted to just use the same things provided by the DRM core, such as GEM framework and kernel mode setting. GEM framework used to manage the buffers, scanner buffer and off-screen output for buffers. And the communication with graphics hardware using kernel mode setting is to control CRTCs and output, so we can communicate with the graphics hardware using kernel mode setting. Of course, we have to implement them specifically for embedded system. So, at once, we wrap the common DRM core part, and then we have implemented our specific things based on that. As you know, embedded SoCs have many separated different hardware devices. So to use DRM, we have to support each other different device driver. So we have to implement the different hardware device driver with DRM. About the DRM of Tizen kernel, basically Tizen can support several processors, but we use the reference board, and another board is the Exynos SoCs. Exynos SoCs are a series of ARM-based system on chip made by Samsung Electronics. There are Exynos 4210, Exynos 4212, 4412, and so on. So current Tizen kernel support Exynos SoCs mainly. To use DRM on the device using Exynos SoCs, we need the Exynos specific DRM driver. So we had to implement the Ethno specific DRM driver. Ethnos DRM is the DRM driver to support the graphics hardware of Ethnos SoCs. It's a first ARM SoC graphics driver to use the direct random major. Currently, many other ARM SoC, like to IDIMAX, OMAP, Tegra, and so on, the other ARM SoC DRM driver also are developing in the mainline news kernel too. But Ethnos DRM driver was merged first into the mainline news kernel, news version 3.2. So you can find the source for Ethnos DRM driver in the Linux drivers GPU DRM Ethnos directories of mainline Linux kernel. Okay, this is the Ethnos DRM features. Ethnos DRM supports the kernel mode setting and graphics execution major framework. And Ethnos DRM supports the one FVDev node. This is the legacy Linux frame buffer. And Ethnos DRM has several specific I/O cells to support Ethnos graphics specific feature. And Ethnos DRM also supports the page flip feature. Page flip is to change the buffer of CRTC so if we think interrupt is occurred, the purpose is changed. And also we support the HDMI half flow feature. As you know, Ethnos SoCs have many graphics hardware devices. Display controller device and HDMI, G2D and post processor, G3D, rotator and JPEG and so on. But we have implemented the four Ethnos graphics device driver. First is the display controller device driver. Display controller is to transfer image data in system memory to external LCD interface. We have to use the system memory instead of dedicated graphics memory because Ethnos SoCs does not have dedicated graphics memory such as video RAM. And Ethnos DRM HDMI driver supports the HDMI version 1.3 and 1.4. Actually, Ethnos SoC 4210 only has the HDMI hardware version 1.3, but from Ethnos SoC 4212, they have HDMI hardware version 1.4. There is a G2D driver. G2D is the 2D graphic accelerator. It supports the bit block transfer. So user application can make the command for 2D graphic operations so that commands are delivered to the G2D hardware using DMA interface. So then G2D hardware can execute the 2D graphic commands sent from user applications. Last is the virtual display device driver. It provides the virtual display to user. Even though there is no actual graphics hardware, user application can use DRM using this virtual display device driver. For example, virtual display device driver can be used for wireless display. So if smartphone and digital TV are connected with the wireless network, smartphone user can see the smartphone screen through the digital TV connected with wireless. This is the overall architecture of Exynos DRM. Above side is the user space and the other is the kernel space. DRM consists of the two parts, DRM core part and hardware specific DRM driver part. To use Exynos DRM, we need the hardware specific driver, like to Exynos DRM driver. Exynos DRM has many modules. Jam and buffer module is to manage the memory for display, and CRTC and plain frame buffer. CRTC, plane, frame buffer, encoder, and connector are object for kernel mode setting. And there is a sub-drive interface. This is to communicate with the Exynos graphics device driver. You can see at the below box, Exynos graphics device driver, display controller, HDMI, virtual display, and G2D driver. They can control and access to the graphics hardware directory. To use DRM, first user application has to open the DRM device node, like to DVDRI card zero. Then user application can execute the file operations, such as open, close, and several I/O details. For example, to create buffer and add FV function and to set display mode and so on. Then, in the DRM framework, proper DRM functions are called. If need, Exynos DRM driver can communicate with the Exynos graphics device driver using operation callback functions. Finally, it would be set a related registers of graphics hardware. Okay. About the KMS. KMS is the kernel mode setting. Kernel mode setting is a method for setting device resolution, frequency, and depth in the kernel space rather than user space. And kernel mode setting moves the mode setting code to the kernel driver from the user space X server driver. So we can change the display mode without X server reloading, and we can do faster mode switching. At the core of DRM, kernel mode setting includes the frame buffer and output management code. Output management code is a set of structure representing CRTC, planes, connectors, and encoders. Frame buffer is a driver-specific memory object made into handle by the DRM addFB function. Of course, DRM driver support kernel mode setting too. To support kernel mode setting, the Exynos Exynos DRM has to be implemented the following KMS object specifically. Then Exynos DRM CRTC can be attached to the any encoder. So CRTC is used to commonly. And Exynos DRM encoder and connector has hardware specific callbacks provided by the major. So encoder and connector can communicate with the Exynos graphics device driver. And Exynos DRM supports the frame feature. Frame object is to control multiple window layers. Exynos SoC display controller device has 5 window layers, and HDMI device has 3 window layers. So using plane, we can support the multiple window layers. There are default frame buffer and user frame buffer. Default frame buffer is for games console, and user frame buffer made by the IDFB function from user applications. This is the GEM. GEM is the graphics execution manager. Actually, this is the developed by the Intel to manage the graphics memory. GEM has several operations: memory allocation, filling, and command execution. Also, GEM can share easily graphics memory using GEM handler by the multiple applications. Currently, DRM has 2 memory management, PTM and GEM, but we select the GEM because Exynos SoC does not have dedicated graphics memory, and I know GEM is the more suitable the this situation. We have to implement the low level buffer management because we have to use the system memory instead of dedicated graphics memory for display. So Exynos DRM has 2 type memory. One is the physically continuous memory, and the other is the physically non-continuous memory. Physically continuous memory is developed by the DMA interface in the kernel memory, and physically non-continuous memory is developed by the shared memory file system in the kernel. Okay, this is the subdriver interface. Actually, Exynos DRM driver is not aware of the other Exynos graphics device driver because Exynos DRM driver differs from separated from the other graphics device driver. So they don't know each other, so we need some interface to communicate with each other. So we made it. It is the subdriver interface. So each Exynos graphics device driver becomes the subdriver. So each graphics device driver has to register subdriver data structure to the Exynos DRM. then Exynos DRM driver can manage the registered subdriver data to the linked list. And subdriver data must be registered when Exynos DRM driver is provoked, because subdriver data interface does not support the dynamic registration and release. Subdriver data structure has a manger structure. Manger is the interface to communicate with the graphics device driver, because manger has many manger has many operation callback functions. They are used to control the power and clock of graphics device, and they can handle the Windows layer, and they can set the latency of the late register of the graphics hardware, and so on. And the manager is delivered to encoder and connector when the subdriver data is registered to the Exynos DRM driver. So the kernel setting object can communicate with the Exynos graphics device driver. This is the last slide about the future work. We have planned to support the more Exynos graphics device driver, like to rotator, post processor, G3D. Actually, rotator and post processor driver already posted to the main list, but G3D driver not yet. We will update following features: IOMMU support in the Exynos DRM and the DMA buff support in the Exynos DRM. DMA buff is the to pass the memory object to another framer in the kernel. And we will update the SMI and plain feature more update version. There is a DRI table mail list to develop the DRM in the kernel. So the updating patches for Exynos DRM driver will be posted to the DRM dev mail list. So you can see latest DRM drivers, Exynos DRM driver source on the mail list, or latest mainline news corner. Okay, this is the reference for your information. And okay, the end. Any questions?
Kind of new for this idea, so I'm not sure. So can you describe what is the relationship between direct FV and the DRM? Is there, if there is?
Direct FV? Mm-hmm.
Can you use both at the same time, or?
Actually, I don't know about the user space side Xvindu system.
I thought it's a direct FV is for providing the user space to access driver layer, the frame buffers, right? So in that point of view, maybe it's doing the similar thing here. If you have no idea, that's okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Hi. Are you going to open source all of these drivers?
Yes. Okay. It's already there is in the main news corner. Anybody another questions? Okay. Thank you very much for your attention.